Last tackle. They know it this time. Hodkinson, Matautia, Gagai, CO! CO has got over for the Knights! The Knights have done it. Three wins in a row for the team last on the ladder.
Well, there's certainly some confidence running around Newcastle at the moment as Jamie Bure joins us. And Jamie, you're getting across the line well in the last couple of weeks. Come up against the Melbourne Storm. Oh. How's the confidence going into this game?
Hey, Berkey, TK. The confidence is good.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've got a fair task ahead of us tomorrow afternoon. But, we're in a pretty good place, both on and off the field. I think we've got a bit of just reward for some of the hard work we put in over the course of the season. But we've got three games left. Melbourne Storm tomorrow afternoon. And, we're looking to continue that.
You don't want to talk about the Spoon as a player group, Jamie. But with the three wins now, you're a really big chance of avoiding it. I mean, it's important. You know, it's not a tag you want, is it?
No, well, definitely it isn't. You know, I think I'm on the record of saying this before. It's not something that I want, nor any of us want, especially not for a third consecutive year. But I think we fell into a trap of thinking about it 3 or 4 weeks ago when we versed the Tigers, or 5 weeks ago, I think it was. And we didn't think too much about how we prepared and, you know, how we were best going to equip ourselves for the game. And I think we fell on our face there. So we've spent more time worrying about, you know, our own jobs, and, you know, that's obviously working for us the last 3 weeks. So if we can worry about doing our job and doing it well, then we'll put ourselves in, in the frame to avoid it, hopefully.
It's interesting. People talk about winning the Spoon. You don't win the Spoon, do you? You sort of get handed the Spoon.
No, you don't win it.
No, exactly right. Jamie, how do you go about that, overcoming Melbourne this weekend? Is it about doing the basics well? Is it pressuring them? Who do you target? What's the game plan?
Well, I won't give too much away. I suppose Melbourne, they're a pretty fantastic side. So there's not too many weaknesses, I suppose, you can target. So as cliche as it sounds, it's just about us continuing to build on what we've done and individually, you know, make sure that we're, you know, the best that we can be. If we can get, you know, more players playing better than their opposite number, you know, inevitably you win. We've had a real focus on, you know, what we can control in the last 3 weeks, and I think that's worked. So we're not going to go away from that, you know, regardless of how good a Melbourne Storm team we're looking to face.
Hope is a wonderful thing, Jamie, and I think the last 3 weeks has brought that sort of joy to the Novocastrians, who have been fantastic supporters. Been impressed with Brock Lamb, mate. He had that one horror day, but since then, a testament to his character, really, he's been fantastic, particularly with Trent Hodkinson back in the halves helping him.
Yeah, Brocky's been outstanding, you know, most of the year. As you said, I think the Bulldogs game, I suppose you refer to, he actually was having a pretty darn good game up until that last, you know, little portion of it, unfortunately. So that's all people remember. Yeah. But, you know, he's a great bloke to have around the team. He's a real larrikin. He's loved by all the fellas, and he works really, really hard. So, you know, we're all incredibly pleased for him to see, you know, him play the type of footy that I suppose, you know, everyone at the club knew he was capable of. You know, he was always good in the juniors, you know, first grade, you know, it's the big league. It's, you know, it's a fair transition. And, you know, he was asked to do it, you know, pretty much straight out of 20s, which isn't always to the benefit, you know, of players in this day and age. Well, any day and age, really. But, yeah, he's come on in leaps and bounds. And he's obviously taken confidence from that. But, you know, he's still one of the last ones out there training. So he hasn't let it go to his head, that's for sure.
Good stuff. Yeah, exactly right. Hey, You've got to be direct, Jamie, against the Melbourne Storm. No doubt about that. But at the same time, is Nathan Brown giving you guys a bit of an expansive role as well? Because you are throwing the ball around quite well and scoring some tries.
Yeah, well, he certainly hasn't put a limit on that. I think that's something that Brownie as a coach has encouraged throughout the year. You know, he wants you to play football. You know, he doesn't coach up robots within the team, which, you know, is somewhat commonplace these days. So, you know, he certainly encouraged that. You know, obviously respecting the football has been, you know, a key focus and, you know, something that we've done well in the last 3 weeks. So that'll still be, you know, ideal. But, yeah, he loves us throwing the footy around. So, you know, we'll be doing our best to put some points on and yeah. I suppose, unsettle what is a pretty staunch Melbourne Storm defence.
Well, you're not going to wear them down, are you? I mean, it's basic, isn't it? You've got to outscore them. And the good thing is you guys can afford to use the footy, you know?
Yeah, well, now we've got a, you know, with a game plan that we're reasonably happy about. Well, I think it's a good game plan. We've got captains run today. There's a fair bit of confidence, you know, as you'd expect. We're going back home for, you know, the home crowd's been absolutely outstanding all year, regardless of result. So, you know, I can't wait to get out there and see how many we pack in after three wins. So, we're really looking forward to this game. You know, we're looking forward to the game against Parramatta. It was a really good test for us and where we're at, I suppose, at this point of the season. And, you know, there's no bigger test than playing Melbourne. So, you know, we are quite excited for this one, and you know, we're itching to get out there in front of the home fans.
Well, they sit since 6 points clear top of the ladder, and then you just wonder if, you know, they talk about attitude, about going to this game and saying, hey, we're only playing the Knights, and maybe that can, you know, work into your favour as well, because as you mentioned from the top there, enthusiasm in amongst this team is right up there.
Yeah, well, that's something that I suppose, you know, we can't worry too much about, their mindset, you know, and how they'll approach the game. I certainly wouldn't be upset if they did come in quite complacent. You know, that wouldn't upset me at all. But, you know, we'd be doing ourselves a disservice going into the game hoping for that. So we'll prepare as best we can. And, yeah, hopefully Cam Smith and co, you know, they take it easy.
Yeah. That's why they're so famous, Melbourne, because I don't think they suffer from complacency.
Nah.
I think, yeah, they're just those old heads. Hey, Jamie, the salary cap looks like it's been agreed to from the governing body to the clubs. Of course, the players have got to tick off on this yet. I think there's a really big meeting of the players next Monday morning. What are you? What's your initial reaction? Obviously, $10 million would have been better than $9.4 million.
I suppose it's something, you know, it's reasonably important. Well, it is important that the clubs are, you know, somewhat united on, you know, a figure as well as the NRL. But, you know, we've got a mass meeting next Monday. You know, we're getting all the clubs together, you know, to discuss, you know, the options that be and obviously the offer that will come. And, you know, I suppose we'll figure out, you know, as best way to approach, you know, the rest of the negotiations. But, I suppose it's not too bad of a result. And as I said, if the clubs are on board, you know, that's a win first up.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks for your thoughts, Jamie. 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, you guys take on the Melbourne Storm at home. Good luck, and let's hope you can round out that season on a high note.
No worries. Thanks for having me, fellas.